The glass has fallen half an inch since 8 bells, said he.
Yes, sir, there'll be a change before morning.
Better stow the royals and mizzen-top gulls and all.
Aye, aye, sir.
These, the topmost sails of the ship, were just discernible from the deck. In a few moments their dim outlines melted, and some dark figures went up into the gloom and vanished. The captain returned to his cabin, and Holdsworth strolled the deck. At 2 bells, 1 o'clock, the haze went out of the sky and the stars shone fiercely. Holdsworth, standing on the starboard side of the poop, felt a light air creeping about his face, and the sound of the flapping sails ceased.
How's her head?
North a quarter west, sir.
He sang out an order, and a crowd of figures came tumbling out of the forecastle and manned the port of braces. The air dried away, but presently came a quick puff which made the water bubble around the ship. Holdsworth's eyes were upon the weather horizon. The stars burned purely, but away upon the waterline was a thick shadow. Again, the wind died out, and there was a breathless stillness amid which you might hear a sound, vague, murmurous, indistinct.